Welcome to this interview by Project Cargo Weekly, and our special guest of honor today is Ms. Stephanie Van Balla, who is the sales in charge of Liburnia Chartering in Breda in the Netherlands, here in Europe. First and foremost, Stephanie, welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much.
Yes, as you know from previous interviews, no doubt, I always let the accused, so to speak, explain a little bit about his and or her background. And the same goes for you, Stephanie. Who are you and why did you end up where you are now, please?
In 2018, I started my internship after I was doing my bachelor in Belgium. And I did my internship at ALS, Abnormal Load Services, in the Netherlands. And I got the opportunity there to do a 3-month internship together with Karim Thijs and Bram Hutten. And after my internship, I started working for ALS in September 2018. And yeah, it was really nice. But then Karim decided to leave and he started working for Liburnia. And in April 2021, so this year, he asked me to join Liburnia. So as from the 1st of June, I'm part of Liburnia Group.
Okay, so I can imagine that ALS are very happy for having lost two colleagues, right?
No, not really.
But you know, that's the name of the game in our business. You know, we move around. The main thing is that to try to keep good relationship everywhere because we always meet again, right?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so tell me now. I have a little bit about your background. So your nationality is you're not Dutch. You're Belgium, I believe, right?
Yes, correct. So I'm a Belgian girl, but I work in the Netherlands. I work 2 days a week in the Netherlands from the office, and the other 3 days I work from home.
Okay.
But
if I may just ask also for our listeners and viewers here, something about the languages, Dutch, Flemish, French, whatever. What kind of languages do you speak as a Belgian in Holland?
We speak Dutch.
You speak Dutch?
Yes, okay. But it's almost the same as Flemish. So
okay, so that's similar then.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
All right. Okay, then we got that clear. Right. What does Liburnia do in your office in Breda mainly?
Yeah, so in the office in Breda, we do the chartering and brokerage for all our customers all over the world. We try to give them the best possible service, mainly on deep sea, but also on coastal bases. And we focus on break bulk and heavy lifts.
And I believe you are part of the Liburnia group based in Croatia, isn't it?
Yes, that's true. So now we have the office in Breda, but the headquarters are located in Rijeka in Croatia. Mm-hmm. So we have a good communication with them and we try to be always on the same page. And we communicate a lot with our colleagues in Croatia as well.
Okay. And also, as I recall recently here on Project Cargo Weekly, we had an interview with the new Czech office. Where your colleague Petronella is now working. So certainly it seems to me that Liburnia is developing big time. When you say chartering and brokerage, I mean, the days are happy now, I believe, for most ship owners. Is it difficult to find tonnage in the market? And are ship owners generally difficult to deal with right now?
Yeah, it's quite difficult to find the right vessel in position because they are fully booked, most of them. So it's hard to find the right vessel for the right price. We have a lot of vessel owners that we know and that we can contact. So most of the time we can find a suitable solution for the customer.
Right.
But it's not so easy as it was a few months ago.
No. And I suppose some of the ship owners, the nose have gone from being in the water to being in the sky, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I can imagine. I mean, could you give an example on how big the freight rate has or how much it has changed with? Can you give an example like the cost per day for a typical project or ship?
Just
as an example.
It's difficult to say, but from my experience, last year we were able to fix a vessel, a coaster vessel, for 80,000 euros, and now we have to pay 100,000 euros for that same vessel.
Okay, so it's a 20% increase across the board. Yeah, it's the same. I've heard also even from the container lines. A 40-foot container nowadays from Shanghai to Gothenburg, $11,000, and about 15 months ago it was about $2,000.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And well, let's put it this way: we should have bought shares in a ship-owning company, but but then again. Of course, we have forgotten the many years where we could shop around. So job, just explain for the viewers here, your job, you don't own any ships, right?
No, that's true.
So that means, but how do you go about your contacts? You say they're global. So for example, if I have a project in the Caribbean that I need to move down to Chile or to China or somewhere or vice versa, mm-hmm. then you would have some ship owners that might have a vessel in position there. Right?
Yes, that's true. We have a global network of agents and ship owners with local offices around the world that we can contact. Most of the time we can find a suitable solution to bring it from one place to another. And
But for example, my question is to you, there are also some tricky operators out there and tricky brokers out there that they say, oh, I have this contact exclusively, and then they have it via one and he has it via another one and a third one. Isn't that a little bit of a jungle? I mean, how can we trust, how can the customers trust, for example, that you say, I have a vessel, and then it is kind of, you are direct in touch with the owner and not via two, three other parties?
Yeah, we always try to find the best solution and to be in direct contact with the ship owners. We also are part of the the CLC network. Those are reliable partners that we can trust on and that can give us or that can help us in the local area that they are located in. Okay. And they do the same with us if they are not from here, if they are from Asia or something, then they can contact us and we try to give them a possible solution.
Right. So that means the ship owners that you are in touch with, they can come from anywhere. I mean, they're not necessarily Europe based. They can be based anywhere, right?
Yeah, that's true. But most of the ship owners that we use, they operate on around the world.
Yeah. Can you, I don't know if it's an easy one to answer, but can you kind of say to our viewers here, why should, let's say, a potential viewer sitting with some cargo, why should he speak to Liburnia and not some ABC other broker in the market? What makes you stand out, in your opinion?
We try to find the best possible solution. We can also give a door-to-door solution. Mm-hmm. We have a good network all over the world, but also in Europe. We try to work with reliable partners that we can trust. And we try to take care of the cargo for our clients and so that they can focus on their core business and don't need to be scared for problems during the transport from point A to point B.
And I think certainly I know from other contacts in the business that Liburnia does have a good name, and I think you also not afraid to say no to a customer, right?
That's true. Yeah, if we know in advance that we can't find a suitable solution, then it's better to say no and to not try or to make any problems.
To better say no and keep the relationship, I guess.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. I should have learned to do that in my three ex-marriages, but as they say, private is different from business, so it better we stick to the business. Yeah. but you are quite a young lady in this business, but how do you find the career in shipping? Because I think... for me, who's a little bit older, and I also hear from colleagues around the world that getting youngsters to be interested in shipping in the first place is difficult. How do you find this job?
Yeah, it's really nice, but it was a bit of a coincidence that I came into the shipping world because I was looking for an internship, and ALS sent an email to my my lecturer in school that he was looking for an intern or a trainee. And I was like, yeah, I would like to try this and we will see if it's something for me or not. And I did the three months internship and it was really nice. So I was like, yeah, I really would like to stay in this and I would like to gain more experience. And I went to the break bulk in 2018. So it was really nice.
Yeah, and of course you're right. That's the place to meet people at the breakbulk whenever it's on. I mean, now of course I believe both the breakbulk and the Antwerp XL have both been delayed till end of the year or even next year. So let's see when we can meet again. Now, but that's good to hear because it's really one of the subjects I wanted to ask you about since I know that you are, let's say, of the younger generation.
correct. It's not always easy to be in shipping as the youngest one and as a girl.
No.
So, but I try my very best, and with the experience from Karim and other colleagues, I will manage.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. Being a ship broker, do you normally earn the income that you get, if I may ask directly? You are in touch with the ship owner. You are also in touch with the cargo owner. So do you get a certain percentage of the freight always, or do you add something on the freight, or how does that work? You make a charter party, or do you go in and book the whole vessel and then you split it up in pieces to customers? How does it work?
Yeah, it depends on the client and of course the freight that we now have to deal with. So lately we are working on commission basis most of the time, just to get the business as well. Because if we add 10 or 15% to the normal freight price, then we're already out of the market before we get something. So it's not that we have straightforward. We always need to add 10% at least. We just try and feel how we can deal with the customer, and of course we try to make as much money as possible, but we want to keep the service high and we want to keep the customers with us. So
I think what we will do is hopefully your bosses will be interested in this interview, and then they will increase your salary so you can buy that Gucci bag, you know. No, but of course, I understand if you add something to the rate and the market is already competitive, then of course you're already out of business. So that's normally it would be on commission basis. And so that means I own the cargo. I need to find a vessel. I only know one or two ship owners myself, but if I go to you, I would suddenly be in touch with 10, 15, 20 ship owners who might have a more chance of having a vessel at the right time, isn't it?
Yes, correct. Yes, indeed. That's what we try to do. And as I told you before, we want to take care of the transport, even a door-to-door solution or just the sea freight, so that the customers can focus on their main business and don't need to worry about the transport of or bringing their cargo from point A to B.
Yeah, understand. Now, I think, as far as I know, I think Liburnia also, together with the Comac, and Comac being a specialist both in trucking and in seaworthy packing, you have complete service package to the customers.
Yes,
there. But how do you, since you have a head office in Rijeka, there are some ship owners that they know, you are in the Netherlands, there are some ship owners that you know, how do you coordinate this? Do you inform each other on whatever you do so that you don't talk to the same owners, or how do you?
Yeah, and we have it? We have an email address. It's a group address, so we can read and see what everybody is working on.
Okay, so it's kind of a chartering at Liburnia, for example, or something.
Correct.
So we follow up. How do you feel Can you feel a certain, we talked a little bit about the attitude change with the ship owners. Is that across the board that they are all very busy at the moment? It's almost on all trade lanes, isn't it?
Yes, correct. Whenever we send an email to the ship owners, we got a response from, sorry, we don't have tonnage available. First available sailing is for July or even August. Oh. So, we see it in all areas, all over the world. So it's not just on one trade or one trade line, but we see it everywhere.
Yeah, understand. Is there any particular advantage by sitting in the Netherlands? I mean, you do have some ship owners based there. You have some quite famous ones like Splithof and Jumbo and whatnot, Big Lift, located there. But is there any particular advantage by sitting in the Netherlands, or is the geographical office of no importance, would you say?
Well, I think it's important to be here. Not only in Croatia, we have local customers who also speak Dutch. And I think it's always easier if you can speak the same language. Sometimes we can pay a visit to them, or we can go to the port in Antwerp or Rotterdam to visit the cargo and to take some pictures. And yeah. Now it's a bit difficult with the COVID situation, but in normal circumstances, yeah, I think it's definitely an advantage to be here, to speak the same language.
Yeah.
And that you don't have to travel 10 hours or something like that before you can arrive here.
Now that's clear. And now you mentioned COVID, and of course everyone is fed up with COVID, and of course we also in a way tired of Zoom calls, but we have no other choice now. But yeah. Of course still it's nice to see you here. But what is the COVID situation in the Benelux right now in Belgium, Holland?
Belgium, it's quite okay. This morning I saw on the news that we only have 1,500 cases a day now.
Okay.
But we come from plus 10,000, so it's getting better.
Okay.
And in Belgium, the restaurants and bars reopened. We're getting back to a bit of a normal life. So that's good.
I must say I miss Belgium a lot, because you really have so great food. It seems to me that in every restaurant, even around the gas station, there's just some restaurant with the best fish and the Chablis wine. I mean, I've visited Belgium a lot. True. I remember one time I came by cargo ship into Zeebrugge, and then I took a walk out of the docks into the local place there, and I had the best seafood I've ever had. It's
good to hear.
So you have a country that's chocolate, beer, wine, and food. I mean, you have what we all need, isn't it? So yeah.
Yes.
As you can see, I visited there a lot. So.
It's important to eat good food. So
definitely.
You need to enjoy it.
Explain to me just quickly here, Breda. Where is Breda located? Is it close to Rotterdam? Of course, everything is close in Benelux, but where is the location actually?
Well, Breda is about 20 kilometers from Rotterdam, and I think around 40 or 50 kilometers from Antwerp. So
close to everything. Yeah.
Yes.
So folks, let's say one of our viewers here, they may not need a ship. They may need a good surveyor in port. They have a loading that is being fixed by some other channel, and they need somebody to protect their interests in the Benelux ports. Would that be something that you could do as well? I mean, not only ship broking, you can also do other things.
We also have companies that we work with together that can do the survey, and they are specialized in this segment. So,
Okay. So surveyors, port captains, even storage and stuff, you can facilitate this kind of contact. Okay.
Yes, that's all possible.
Very good. Right. Yeah, I must say it's good to meet somebody with a can-do attitude. That's what we need from the new generation, you know. So that's really good. Okay. Listen, Stephanie, I don't have too many questions except to say that of course, Liburnia being in Croatia and also in Czech and now, of course, since some time in Benelux, mm-hmm. you have generally a good name in the market. At least I haven't heard anything to the opposite. What do you see in the future? You overall feel that you have chosen the right place for your career?
Yes, I think so. I know that I still need to learn a lot in chartering and shipping in general. Sure. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that Karim can learn me a lot, and we can do together a lot of shipments. So yeah, I hope so, at least.
I'm sure. Yeah, the one thing I can say, I started when I was 17. It's many kilos ago in 1980. You learn every day. The minute you say, yes, I know this, or I heard this, and don't tell me I know it already. Once you start to say like that, then you should change your career.
Yeah,
because nobody ever knows everything in our business.
No, great.
Right, Stephanie. But then I want to say many, many thanks to you for joining this interview.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you are welcome anytime. And to all our listeners, viewers, readers, and what have you around the world, this was yet another exclusive interview by Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest of honor today has been Miss Stephanie Van Balla, who is the sales executive and in charge of sales at Liburnia Chartering and Shipbroking in the Netherlands, part of the Liburnia Rijeka Group, a well-known, group in the market here in Europe. Over and out to everyone, and wishing you a good summer. This will be one of the final interviews before we take a summer break. So stay tuned early August again. Thank you.